Hallelujah. Now today, I need you to hear me, church. I need you to hear me. You are set free. And he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Come on, if you needed free from something, you should have shouted right then. Come on now. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Now listen to me. If you're being held down in any area of your life, it's not God holding you down to teach you a lesson. Get your mind off of your problem and start making some victory plans. Because it ends today if you'll believe Him. If you'll believe Him. Come on, those of us that are faith people, we're the worst ones. We can talk it, but it's hard for us to live it. Now it's time to focus. Father, I thank You that we're walking in victory. Perfect victory. Pure and holy in You, God. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, it's time for you to be you with God. I don't need you to put on a show for me in this church. I don't need you to dress a certain way for me to love you. I don't need for you to give a certain amount of money or do something around here to be saved. Jesus loves you right where you're at. You can't work your way into heaven. You can't shout your way into heaven. You can't buy your way into heaven. But you can love your way in. And He loves you. And if He loves you, He wants you whole. He wants you whole. He wants you whole. Son, this, I don't know who this is for, but this is for a few people. You need to know He wants you whole. He doesn't want you stuck in a place of grief and despair and pain. That's not His will for your life. And you want me to lay hands on you and to fix it, but by faith, it's you and God right now. It's you and God. You got to lay it all down. Trust me, I got some things I need to release into you today. But that is secondary compared to the Holy Spirit interrupting a service to say, I love you and I'm here to help you if you'll just let me. He's here to help you. You don't have to run around this place and shout. You don't have to put on a show for God. Just believe that He will do what He said what He would do. Just believe that He loves you enough. There's not one child that I have, and there's not one person in this room that if you were in despair and I couldn't run to it and fix it for you, I would do it. Now that's a man talking. Imagine what your Father would do. He sent His Son to suffer for whatever you're going through. And you need to see it nailed on the cross. You need to see it over with. Trust me, this is not where I was going today. I was going to finish up some things from last week, and I still may get to it, but right now, it's just you and God. You see, this has been a tough week for everybody. This has been a tough week for me and my wife. The enemy is on the attack, but we have the victory, amen? Let me tell you something. If your mind is on something right now, that's not right here forward. Just like Matt Gober told me Saturday, it's time for you to leave your past in your past at last. It don't matter what you did. It don't matter what they did to you. It don't matter what got stolen from you. And it don't matter what you stole. It don't matter what they said. And it don't matter what you said. It's under the blood. And right here, right now, if you'll accept it, you are white as snow. White as snow. And if you could ever see yourself there, healing would begin to take place. Your mind would be alert. Your body would be receptive. Everything around you will have to submit to the glory of God. If you'll just let Him in. If you'll just let Him in. Listen, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a faith fight. The devil's going to fight you every step of the way, but you're worth it. You're worth it for the blood to drip and drip and drip out of that body for you. You matter. And some of you, you just need to hear that you do matter. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want everybody across this place, if you can, if you're comfortable. I wouldn't make you uncomfortable for anything. But if you're comfortable, and even if you're a little uncomfortable, force yourself. Just lift your hands up to heaven. One act of surrender. I'm not asking you to be Pentecostal. I'm asking you to be a son of God. I love it when my children run up to me with their arms up. Daddy, just hold me. One act of surrender. One act of worship. Father, I bless you. Father, I love you. Your word says to cry out, Abba, Father. To cry out, Daddy. That you want us to be close to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise team, if you would, you can go ahead and head toward your seats. But I want everybody to remain standing for just a minute. Just a minute. We're going to receive offering at the end of the service. So, guys, if y'all want to just grab your seats, we're just going to roll with this flow for a minute. I want to tell you something real quick. You know what? Yeah, go ahead and be seated. I know y'all been standing a while. And I have wrestled with doing this in the past, and I've learned to just submit to the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, go there with me real quick, and it's not the typical place I send you. But I'm going to read you one scripture, and I'm going to hold this message till next week. I'm going to finish up last week next week. But today, y'all need to see something. I feel a real draw in my spirit today. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, you there? And I was reminded, I was watching Creflo this morning, and I was reminded that I used to preach this, but I was reminded. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? You know what the Hebrew says? There is therefore now no condemnation. Period. Isn't that beautiful? Now, this is what I need you to understand. If you're saved by the blood of the Lamb in this room, lift your hands up. Be proud about it. Come on now. If you're covered in that blood, that's enough. Amen. I stand up here every week and I give you deep stuff. At least I think it's deep. Y'all might be a whole lot deeper than I am. Every week I stand up here and I try to challenge you to become a son. And there is a place in going further, and that's what we want. But if you don't understand the basic fact that if you accept Him and you love Him and He loves you, that you're forever under that glory. Amen. And you're going to fail. You're going to miss it. You're going to say things. You're going to get an attitude. You're going to do things. You're going to make people mad at you. But the truth of the matter is, all you got to do is say, you know what, God, hey, I'm sorry, I missed it. And move on. People aren't walking in the fullness of what they're believing because of that stuff. And here's the worst part, is not only are they not walking in it, they might believe it for themselves, but the person they're married to or a person close to them, they're holding something against them. I've lived it. We've all lived it. I was on the phone with Mac this weekend, and I was having a rough time, man. The enemy was just, and I don't like to say that much, but it hit me this week. Because we're growing. And we're a threat. We've become a threat to this meth devil. We've become a threat to this poverty mentality. You know why? Because we're not preaching A, B, C, D. We're preaching the Word. And things begin to happen. And Max says, quit reminding. And I thought, boy, I'm good at not reminding myself of what I did. Almost too good. I can let it go. But Max said, there's obviously something. There's either immaturity or you're reminding yourself of your past. Well, I didn't want to own up and say, yeah, I'm immature. But I remember my own failure. And in ministry, when you set under ministries that fail, there's a fear that's put in here that you're going to do the same thing. And I've been under two that failed. I just say it. I've been under two that failed. Tried everything. I had a little solo cup trying to dip water out of the Titanic as it was going down. and fear was in me that I didn't realize was there. And it was causing me to be a jackleg, just rude, just mad. And I got off the phone with Brother Mac as my spiritual father, and I went to prayer, and I apologized to April, and God started showing me all the things that I needed to forget. See, let me tell you something that people really need to understand. If something is brought to your spirit, it's never brought for condemnation. Amen. If condemnation's involved, that ain't God. And understand this, it's not in your spirit either, it's in your mind. But when it's brought in here, it's God trying to tell you, look, you need to let that mess go. Because even in His wisdom, even in the beauty of who He is, and you can stand. See, this is how we're created. Men and women are created. We have these beautiful brains and these beautiful minds, and it's the best computer ever created. Apple's close, but they ain't there yet. And we can be standing here in the holiness of a service like this, singing Jesus, and something pop in our minds of what we did or saw or looked at or put ourselves in. And we'd be like, holy, holy, trying to forget that stuff. That ain't God. Amen. That ain't God. That's condemnation trying to get back in your life. Now listen, let me set some of y'all free. We think for some reason that when we get on this altar about 10,000 times, all of a sudden we get perfect. That stuff's going to continue to happen for the rest of your life. The beauty is you get to ignore it quicker each and every time. That's what God wants. Because if God can get you to the place that you're the Teflon Don, and it's just sliding right off of you, now He can do something with you. It's not that God doesn't have doors open for us. We just can't fit through it with all the junk that's hanging on to us. We try to turn sideways. It still ain't working. We're hanging on to it. We are hanging on to it. But Romans 8 verse 1, and I can go into all the sonship scriptures that I teach you. We're not going to do that today because I've got some things I want to teach you next week. Today is about you. God has stopped everything for the people in this room for some reason for you to know that there is therefore now no condemnation. None. I'm not going to preach it on you. Don't let no man preach it on you. If you're convicted, deal with it between you and God. But let no man condemn you. Amen. You are special. Amen. You are beautiful in the eyes of your Father. And He sent Himself in His Son in flesh form to die for you. So that everything that hurts you doesn't have to hurt you anymore. So that everything that bothered you never has to bother you again. And the beauty and the reason I preach sonship so hard is because when you become a son, there's a mind shift. See, if I were to have Zion, y'all know Zion. If I had Zion up here, Zion would, who was it? He told one of the Canaan guys. He said, you know, because he was tall. He said, I'll be your worst nightmare. That's his daddy in him. See, that's my boy. But when Drew and Cameron stand here, they begin to do things the way I do them. Those are sons. Because they've spent years learning how I do them. Whether they're wrong or not, they do them the way I do them. When they come in here and work, or when they go, Cameron with the lawn care business, or Drew with construction, the things that they do the things they learn from me. Drew, when he first started the heating and air, he would do things, and the older guys would look at him and go, where'd you learn that from? Well, it's because he's been with me on a job since he was a little fella. He was becoming. And there's a day now where he's Drew. He's not Alan's boy. He's Alan's son. You see the difference? And that's what God's trying to get into us through all this sonship teaching, all these years of becoming, and all of this stuff that I teach you. All the stuff in John 1 and 12 that teaches you that you've been given the power to become. You don't have to live in the low life. And that has nothing to do with money. My God, can we be grown up enough to get past prosperity thinking that prosperity is only money? Amen. Peace is so much more valuable than money. Be nice to ride down the road without something getting at your mind about junk going on. Doesn't mean money's not a part of it. Doesn't mean healing's not a part of it. Doesn't mean that your faith's not a part of it. But listen, the only thing you get from God, you're going to get by faith. The only thing faith, the only way faith's going to work in your life is by love. All this other stuff is secondary. Get those things straight. Get your faith in Him and your love in Him, things start happening. And the people that you're praying for, or the people that aggravate you, and the things that you're believing for, or the things that you don't want around, they automatically, eventually, they're going to start fighting right out of the gate. But eventually, they got to start lining up because that glory begins to grow. Now, Satan's job is to get you back into this world. I used to be so worship-minded that I was no good. It was just me and God, hallelujah. And I didn't have a clue what was going on around me. And I just wanted those services where everybody just come in and shout. And then I realized after about 2 years that I didn't know nothing. And then when people would ask me about Jesus, I couldn't articulate my faith. Well, what good is that? Hey, I could pray in the Holy Ghost, but I can't teach you nothing. That's when the shift began. That's when God started really dealing with my heart on you have to learn that there is a spiritual side of you and a flesh side of you. And that's what I've been trying to teach you all these years. And God stopped everything today. Everything for all of the people in this room to know that what you're going through matters to Him. See, I think that's probably the thing with most of us is we just sometimes just don't think nobody cares. Especially in marriage, you know the person that cares about you the most is the one you tell they don't care. You don't care. I think that's just like, I'm hungry. It just becomes something you say. We got to get on top of that. But we stand in church and we go through 3 or 4 songs and we do what we always do every Sunday. And I think those things are great. But if we lose ourselves in the midst of that and it's just church, then we're just church. It's time for us to be a powerful church, a spirit-filled church, a spirit-powered church. And all that means is the big L word, a church of love. Amen? We could come in here and shout all the time. I could take you through 4 points to prosperity and 7 points to the keys to this and 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 to that. And those things are great. And you need to learn those things. But you need to know that you're loved. And I don't know why God wanted it to be so emphatic that in the middle of the first song of a praise team set, they work hard for these songs, and I cut them off right in the middle of the first song. Because it ain't about them, and they know that. It's about what He wants to do in here. I'm standing back there at the sound booth as worship was about to begin, and my sister back there, I love her so much. She smiles. Every time you look at her, she smiles. Look, see, I told you. See, when she first came here, she was having knee trouble. And we had one of these kind of services, remember? We had one of these kind of services. And I said, somebody's knee just popped. Well, when I do that, I don't need glory. So I'm cool with the fact that God said it. Well, I think it was the next weekend you came. She told me, she said, that was my knee that popped. And she just got back from the second doctor they sent her to for surgery. And he said, what? You ain't need no surgery. She said, I told you God. Well, he said, well, if that's what you want to believe. She said, well, you don't believe in God. So she started getting on him then. So all this bone on bone they're supposed to be fixing, that's all changed. Amen. That's God. But that's because that's His daughter. Amen. And He loves you that much. Amen. Because that mattered to her. And it mattered to Him. And if it matters to you, it matters to Him. Amen. Now He'll either heal you or He'll get you out of it. But you got to believe Him. Amen. See, we got caught up in this thing to where for some reason we started believing that God was so far away He didn't care anymore. I grew up believing that. I grew up, Friendship Baptist Church, Grand Bay, Alabama. Good God, bad devil. That's the depth of what I got. On a puppet show and felt bored. Man, you bring a puppet show out to a kid now, they're just going to ignore the puppets with their iPad. Y'all see me walking around here? But see, what is my point? My point is we have got to realize that it's not about the technology and the light. And those things are great. You do need to do those things. It's not about having a TV camera or a great children's church room or new air. By the way, there's new air in the children's church room. Praise the Lord. Them kids won't come out sweating no more. Some of they need to run around and sweat. They don't sweat enough no more. But anyway. The point is, God cares enough. God cares about this ministry. And he cares about that ministry. And he cares about that ministry. You see what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. It's not all about our church. It's about the church. And it's about the heart of love. And if Walmart can be full, and the mall can be full, and the restaurants can be full, bless God, all the churches can be full.
Amen.
We got work to do, but the work is love. Amen. Ricky and Jason went out yesterday afternoon doing some outreach. And what'd y'all do, 20 cards? Just 20 or 25, whatever was up here. Just knocking on doors. Just telling people where we are. Got good response. Everybody was happy about it. But you know what they got that impressed them the most? Is, hey, I go to church somewhere else, but nobody does this anymore. And we are so faith-filled that if we come in here and hindalabahoya enough, it'll just fill the seats up. No. You got to go love. You got to go ye. After you pray ye and know where he's sending thee. Amen. You can't just shotgun it. So, in Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation. Take all the bands off of it. Do you love Jesus? Do you believe that Jesus loves you? Come on, say that like you mean it. You believe he loves you?
Amen.
Where's the fear? Where's it come from? You don't need it. He's got it. He's got it. Now, you got to believe him for it. But he's got it. It ain't just going to randomly happen. It ain't just going to fall off the Christmas tree of faith. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus loves everything that you're dealing with. He loves every person in your life. And here's what you've got to remember. And I believe this with all my heart. If you're in this room today, Jesus loves you and trusts you enough to have a circle of influence around you. You should be affecting change in some folks. Whether they ever come here or not, that ain't the point. The point is, you're growing the love of who he is. People see it in you. Oh, and it makes them mad. Them demon-possessed folks, they just get so mad when they see the glory of God on you. But don't go down to where they're at. You stay in love, and that stuff got to flee. Resist the devil, he will flee. Now, y'all going to love this, because this is the shortest sermon I think I've preached in 16 years. But that's it. I got other stuff I want to teach you, but not today. No condemnation. Do you believe it?
Amen.
You're not condemned. Some of y'all need to say that. As a matter of fact, let's all just say it. Say, I'm not condemned.
Oh,
some of y'all in some mess. Y'all need to say it louder than that. I'm not condemned.
Come
on now. Y'all victory people.
Yeah.
If you're in this room right now, you victory people.
Amen.
You winning whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I don't need you to like it. Just win. Well, I can't win for losing. No, I can't lose for winning, baby. In every area, we overcoming in Jesus' name. See, that's confession. We got to get past the place where we're so word of faith minded that we got something we printed off Kenneth Copeland's website and we read it every day. When it's in here, it'll come out of you when it needs to come out.
Amen.
I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. The stripes of Jesus has healed me. I am whole in every area. I have nothing missing and nothing broken. And there is no condemnation in my life.
Amen.
Ever. Ever. That means y'all can't fire me and I can't quit. We got to do something. Amen.